This is recorded. Thank you for listening. Let's have a good time. Let's set the vibes. Let's get it right. Talk to him. Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of This Is Recorded. Thank you for listening. Boy, oh boy, was it a struggle to get here, but we here, we blessed, we motivated, and we keep pushing towards our dreams. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everybody that tuned in to that Cam McCullough Cool's Kid Out interview. It was a big one for me. I need to try to gain momentum off that and keep it going. Thank you for all the supporters, all the push, all the drive. It took a lot to get there, but we made it. Thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough, man. Special shout out to all my team, man, and people, man, the little dukes of the world. Congratulations, King. You know what it is. G Merrick, man, just my right-hand man, part of the team. My Aunt Roz repping with the shirts. Everybody that listens, everybody I don't know, it's a few people from Lancaster. If you listening from Lancaster, hit me on the Instagram DM. Let me know, man. I want to get in tune. I want to know who it is. I want to touch everybody, and I want to thank everybody for listening, man. It's just grind, man. In life, you got to grind. In life, you got to keep it going. And for me, I was sitting there like, damn, I want to, you know, build on this, get the audio, get this, get that. And it was rough, and it wasn't working out, and it was getting late. I'm in school now, so I had to do what I do best, man. I just had to turn the mic on and talk to the people, man. How y'all doing? Hope all is well, man. Hope all is well, man. I hope everybody is protecting their mental space, man, in the pandemic and everything, because it's hard, man. It's almost a year. End of March is when, you know, the pandemic really hit. So next month will be a year, man, in this shit. And a lot of people is going through it mentally. So I want to check on you, man. How you doing? I hope all is well. From the sound of my voice, I hope you coming along well. I hope you really take them self-care days, man, just to just do whatever you like. Watch movies, relax, take a nap, read a book, draw, you do music, rap, sing, whatever. Whatever it is, man, I hope you're doing it. And I hope you're protecting your mentals, because it's a lot dealing with this, man. Waking up day to day, not doing what you used to do, not doing what you want to do, it's hard. So you got to really protect your mentals. And I hope everybody is, you know, just staying safe as much as possible. It's hard to be 100% safe, but I hope people are staying safe, they staying positive, they staying motivated, they finding out good things and bad things about themselves, and they drawing off that, and they fixing it, and they gonna make it work, because they believe in themselves, they believe in their craft, they believe in the people around them, and they know that they gonna do something great in this world. And that's what I am with this podcast, man. It's just like, you know, it's rough, you know, like trying to figure it out. And sometimes I do it on my own, but I made like a 6-month pact with myself. And I think it started 1st of September. So end of February, man, shout out to Black History Month. Let's get it. Shout out to all the beautiful black people that paved the way for us to be here today. Thank you. Thank you. We all need to educate ourselves more on that black history and just different things, man, and just growing and loving our people and uplifting our people instead of bringing us down. But yeah, man, I just want to keep going, man. Meditation has helped. I've been meditating every morning for like 5 minutes. I got to wake up at around 4:30-ish. I never wake up at 4:30, but that's what time the alarm clock is set for, 4:30. So I got to get it in and meditate every day, man. Just doing whatever I can to protect my mentals, and it really helped me. Therapy, I did that during the pandemic. That has really helped me a lot. Far as healing goes. And the one thing the therapist said is that I can't fix you. I can just help you learn how to deal with things better. And that is a very true statement and has helped a lot. And I'm very thankful for that. And I'm very thankful for this podcast. It is my therapy. It is my healing process. Just touching the people and getting the feedback. It ain't much, man. Sometimes it's like 12 listens in a week, 17 in a week. If I got like 30, 40, I'm like, damn, you know, I'm balling, you know. And to be transparent, even with the Cam episode, I'm like, oh, my numbers might go crazy. But the clips and stuff went crazy. That's why I wanted to get him on. I have those YouTube clips up real, real soon. I have the whole interview up real, real soon. But I'm going to get some video. I'm going to get some things popping. I tried to get it today. It didn't work. And, you know, that's a part of life where you just got to be, you know, grateful for where you're at. And, you know, you got to be grateful that, like, hey, whatever I got, that's what I'm going to deal with. And, you know, you're going to be patient. And you have to be patient with, you know, what's for me is for me. And what's not is not for me. So you got to be like, hey, you can't be scared of, you know, doing something the wrong way. You can't be scared of trying something people might make fun of you of. You just got to go out there and try it. You got to do it. And you got to be at peace and confident with the results. And you got to be at peace and confident in you. And knowing that your ability is just, like, really good. And, you know, like, hey, I could do it. I could keep it going. I could keep it pushing. And just be like, yo, don't be scared of nothing in this world. Just go straight at it. Don't be scared of that conversation with family. Don't be scared of what's going to happen at work. I'm talking to myself. Don't be scared of anything. Just go for it, man. Your art, the things you want to do in life, just go for it, man. Because a lot of us live life behind these walls of insecurities. And we got to break those walls of insecurities. And we got to be like, fuck it. I'm going to try it. You know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. And then you got to be confident in it that I'm damn good at it. So it's going to work out for me. So, hey, man, this is recorded, man. You got to go for it, man. You got to write it down, man. I'm believing visualizing things and writing things down. And just write it down and just be like, yo, I could do it, man. I really can. I could really get it in. I believe in myself. I'm confident. And you'll be so surprised the things you could write down in a year and the things you could get accomplished or a couple months or for the week or just for the day. But when you go back and you're like, damn, I really did it. You know, I did that, or I did majority of it. You know, going into 2020, I did not know what was in store. But I think I had about about 13 things wrote down. And I think I only missed out on two. So it was really amazing to set goals and get them things done and get it out. And I was just really happy that I did it, man. I was just like, damn, like, I could really do it. And that's what I want for my listeners. That's what I want for you. And man, I just want us to have a party. I want us to have a vibe. Let's take a break and listen to some music. You don't mind, do you? Let's get it. Rockefeller, yo. Jigga. Timberland shit. 9-8, biatch. Say what? Follow me, biatch. Nigga, who? Can't fuck with me. Nigga, what? Get ready, yo. Nigga, who? Don't switch your flow, bitch, your dope. Can't fuck with this fuck shit. Man, y'all already know what it is, man. Who think you could fuck with me? Recognize J to the Z, man. Come on, Jigga. Nigga what? Nigga who? Like, lately I've really been going back. Since if you listen to that My First Album podcast, man, I really got in tune with you know, a lot of old Jay-Z stuff because, you know, when I, you know, got that first album, I think I was 12, I said, volume 3, you know, Life and Time of Sean Carter. I didn't really know what he was talking about, man, but I was just like, yo, I really, really got to tap into old Jay-Z, and I've been listening to, like, you know, the Hard Knock Life album, volume 2, and then my life, you know, the different early albums of Jay-Z, man. And that Jay-Z Hard Knock Life Volume 2, man, was so amazing, man. It just has so many good beats. And I think it was in his top five. For sure, it was in his top five of his favorite albums. It's going back, but that one has some of the best beats, the best lyrics, the coming of age too with Myth Bleak. I really been rocking hard to that, man. It's just like, man, Jay-Z, man. And Jay-Z with that confidence. I love going back to like him or Beyonce or something, man. The greats of the greats. They didn't start out like that, man. A lot of people didn't believe in them. Jay-Z, man, I was listening. I was showing my wife the other day about Jay-Z and how he used to rap really fast and stuff like that. And people really wasn't feeling that. They was thinking it was corny. They was like, I don't really like that. Jay-Z really, really had to grind and prove himself and had to have like a delusional belief in himself, man. And I have a delusional belief. And this podcast, this is Recorded Podcast. Thank you for listening. Man, Black History Month. So I want to shout out somebody that don't get too much love, but he just was on the 85 South show. Shout out to 85 South show. They're definitely a part of Black History. But it was Dallas Austin, man. Dallas Austin was like a young musical genius, man. Had a record label at like 20, 21 and just brought Atlanta so far. He had another bad creation with the song Playground or Aisha or something like that, man. And he worked with TLC. He worked with literally everybody imaginable. But Dallas Austin is definitely somebody, a good dude that really doesn't get, you know, talked about a lot. So part of my Black history, I want to shout out Dallas Austin. I definitely want to shout out the people that I know of, you know, and admire that don't get talked out about a lot, but next time I want to come more prepared. I got a whole book of Black first, so next time, next podcast, I'll read something off of that, man. But I try to write down topics that I want to talk about on a podcast. Usually I want to talk to about them with other people, but sometimes it don't work out like that, so you got to do what you got to do. And man, I wrote down, man, you really got to be thankful for the people that's in your life and right in front of your face. I think a lot of times, a lot of us get caught up in, you know, I wish I knew that person. I wish I had this person. I wish I had this connection, that connection. But like for me in my life, man, my wife has been the lady in my life, man. Started this podcast with Michael Jackson, Lady in My Life. Man, she's just been there every step of the way. And sometimes when I'm looking for validation or approval from some other, you know, random people, or if I meet this person, if I get this podcast, this will be this. But, man, just my wife's strength and, you know, tolerance of me doing a podcast, and she has no idea what the hell is going on. But she's just like, hey, you love it and you balance in your school and everything. As long as you don't fuck nothing else up. Do what you want. She'll do them with me. You know, she'll do everything. So shout out to the lady in my life, my beautiful wife. But to the lady, man, child, spiritual, God, anything in your life, man, just be thankful to have just one person or one thing to believe in that just really helps you in your life to just like grow and be proud of. Don't focus on who you don't have, what you don't have. Be thankful for who you have and what you do have. And what I do have is a great support team, and it's headed by my wife. Then I got, you know, the other people I say all the time, Little Dukes, the G Merrick, Sean, my Aunt Roz, man, a bunch of people that listen to the podcast. They hit me, people I don't know, everybody, man. So I just really wanted to let everybody know, man, just be really, really thankful for the people that are right there. Don't focus and miss out, you know, because I think it's hurtful to them when they've been right there the whole time and you don't acknowledge, like, damn, like, you've been there for me. You know, they get overshadowed. And I think a lot of us do that because it's like, well, damn, you know, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. But the person's been right there, the lady in your life, the person in your life, the sister, the brother, anybody in your life that's been there the whole time. Don't miss out. Don't overlook them. be very happy and proud that you have one person, because some people have nobody, you know, with COVID and everything. You really see, like, people have it really fucked up. People losing jobs, people turning to alcohol, people turning to suicide. It's just a bunch of bad stuff going on. So, man, we just got to be really, really thankful for the people in our life. Once again, forever and always, I'm thankful for my queen. You be thankful for who you got in your life. Let's keep this party going.
You can't help me if you can't help yourself. I'm at the penthouse plotting on my next 10 steps. 100 million straight out the ghetto. We finally on track, now it's time to hit the pedal. Can't look back, gotta keep killing. Time going by, but I keep crippin'. Yellow gold jewelry and it's covered up in ice. I'm just putting on for my niggas that got life. I stay away from niggas that be talking to the cops, and them niggas that be talking to niggas talking to the cops.
Yes, yes, yes. That's G Perico and Roosie, man. Shout out to that Aug 4th Photography on Instagram. I got a chance to photograph those two people that were featured on the song, along with a lot of West Coast legends, DJ Quick, some new people that have been in the game for a little while, YG, Westside Boogie, Buddy. It was a bunch of people in that photo, man. Shout out to my cousin Lil Bob, man, for the assist on that. I got to take that picture, man, of them, man, and that song, man, is I like what that dude G Perico is doing. I like that vibe. I like taking an old school joint and mixing it up for your own, man. And he's a dude that got real confidence, it seemed like, in himself and his ability, his craft. And it seemed like he's not chasing a major. I don't know if he signed or not, but he just seemed like he just focused on his craft and focused on what he's doing. And you know, of course, this is a short podcast. I don't know what to say for too long. I just like to get on here, talk some positive, you know, shit, motivate people real quick. And I just want to, you know, tell people to, man, stay out your own way. Because I feel like a lot of times we get in our own way. You know, it'd be a lot of blessings and a lot of good things that's for us. But it's like we in our own way. And we get in our head, we get in our feelings, and we just like, oh, man, that is not going to work. This is not for me. That'll never happen for me. Well, I did it once. I didn't did, you know, I listened to $1 million worth of game. Shout out to Gillian Wallow, the episode with Russ. For all my people in music or anything you believe in, Russ talked about, man, he did 11 full albums. Nothing. You know, was making music from like 06 to 2014. But he just stayed consistent and he stayed working on his craft. And he had this weird, strange belief that, you know, he can do it and that he believed in himself and that he was good enough. So, you know, he talked a lot about, you know, knowing that you have quality, which I believe in this podcast is quality. You have to find more ways to get it out. He said, don't be delusional and, you know, understand like, hey, is it good or not? And then after that, it's just like staying consistent. He said it was a bunch of people that was way better than him, but they weren't consistent and they would just drop the ball. And that's what I'm doing, man. Like every time I get on here, like I'm talking now, I feel good. I feel great. I feel excited to get the podcast out. But beforehand, you know, before I even do it, I'm like tired and I might have a headache or I have every reason not to do something. And when your body is pushing you and your mind is in your way of pushing you not to do something, that's probably what you need to be doing, man. So that's my message, is to, like, you know, I think everybody finds it hard to find that balance of living life and their passion in living real life. And I just think, you know, it's all about time management and finding time for everything. You know, I think you could work on your passion, but I also think, you know, if you got to work a job, if you got to do what you got to do, then you got to do that. But you have to find time, you know, and if you want it bad enough, I think that's God's way of testing us. You know, how bad do we really want it? You know, are we going to quit when it gets hard? Are we going to give up? Are we going to get mad? Or are we going to, you know, stick it through and keep it going? Are we going to drop This Is Recorded podcast every Wednesday or not? Are we going to, you know, hey, just throw, you know, all the celebrities do it. They say, oh, no podcast this week. Are we going to do that? Are we going to keep going? But This Is Recorded podcast. If we want it to the top, we got to stay consistent. We got to keep going. We got to have bigger guests. We got to have better topics. We got to have better audio. We got to get video. We got to do everything. But the number one thing I want to leave everybody with is, man, we got to get out of our own way. So if you in your head, if you stuck, if you just feeling like nothing's going to happen good for me, nothing, live your life, be confident in your abilities, and get out your own way, because you are worthy, you can do it, and anything is possible with, you know, hard work, belief in yourself, and just loving life for each day. You know, some people have it way worse. So just live your life, be thankful for your life, and I thank you for listening to This Is Recorded.